New allegations that the NSA is compiling a database on millions of domestic telephone calls follows reports that the NSA had listened in on international calls that reached into the U.S. without obtaining court warrants. That prompted calls for an investigation. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on what happened when the Justice Department tried to investigate.
The U.S. Department of Justice has shut down its investigation of warrantless eavesdropping. It says it had to because investigators were denied the security clearance they needed. The investigators were from the Office of Professional Responsibility, which was created to investigate allegations of misconduct by Justice Department attorneys. For the office's first 24 years, Michael Shaheen was at the helm.
No one in OPR for the 24 years I was there was denied a necessary clearance ever, much less one that brought to a conclusion an investigation. That just makes it smell the worse.
Here's what happened. The Office of Professional Responsibility was looking into the Justice Department's role in the controversial surveillance program. They were also looking at whether the program itself was legal. After the National Security Agency refused to give the OPR lawyers clearances, the head of the OPR shut his investigation down. Larry Sims, who worked at the Justice Department under Presidents Carter and Reagan, says that's absurd. The National Security Agency and the Justice Department are both parts of the executive branch. So, he says, one can't deny the other clearance. He calls this a bald-faced cover-up.
To say that an agency can block an investigation by refusing to give federal investigators, here the Office of Professional Responsibility, the clearances they need is just astounding.
If the Attorney General wanted to, could he see to it that these people got the clearances they need?
Oh, sure. Would the head of NSA defy the Attorney General? It's silly. The whole idea is silly. So what you have to do is you have to look at this as an order that came from the Attorney General with or without the actual knowledge of the president. This is an Attorney General slash president issue.
Justice Department spokesman Brian Rorcassy declined to respond to that point, but he said in a statement that the Justice Department has been extremely forthcoming about the surveillance program. He said, only those involved in national security with a specific need to know are provided details about this classified program. And he noted that the Office of Professional Responsibility is not in charge of determining whether executive branch programs are legal. Republican Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter is among those who are not satisfied with that response. Specter's drafting a letter asking for the investigation to proceed with the requisite clearances. Bruce Fein worked in the Justice Department under President Reagan. He believes the White House must have known of the NSA's decision to block the Justice Department investigation.
This is rather bizarre. The one branch of the executive is saying the other branch can't investigate it. Well, they are all beholden to the President of the United States. He decides what is to be unearthed, what is to be disclosed. And it's clear that Mr. Bush is deciding he won't permit any investigation as to the legal advice he received about the warrantless surveillance program of the NSA.
Democratic Congressman Maurice Hinchey of New York requested the Justice Department investigation. He says he doesn't know who withheld the security clearances, but he has suspicions.
My guess would be the Attorney General. My guess would be that high-ranking people within the Justice Department put a stop to it, and perhaps under the direction of the White House.
Indeed, in February, the White House blocked a Senate inquiry into the NSA eavesdropping by refusing to allow former Attorney General John Ashcroft and his deputy to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee about reported internal controversy over the program. The larger question posed by critics from both parties is this: if the White House is blocking former justice officials from testifying about this program before Congress, and if the Justice Department's own investigators are blocked from auditing the policy, then what check is there on the president's power? Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.